Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Warplanes and naval vessels from the U.S., Britain, and France have fired missiles at three Syrian chemical weapons sites in what could be a sustained campaign against the government of President Bashar al-Assad and his supporters. President Trump announced the strikes.
I ordered the United States Armed Forces to launch precision strikes on targets associated with the chemical weapons capabilities of Syrian dictator Bashar al-Assad. A combined operation with the armed forces of France and the United Kingdom.
President Trump had announced last week at least 40 people were killed in the Syrian city of Douma in what the U.S. administration said was a chemical weapons attack carried out by the Syrian government. Earlier, Bashar al-Jafri, permanent U.N. representative for Syria, said the Assad government did not conduct the attack.
We said many times, of course, the terrorists acquired chemical substances from Libya a long time ago, from being stopped. This operation was facilitated by Turkish intelligence and American intelligence.
Real-time ally, the Syrian government warned a military conflict could erupt if the U.S. and its Western allies took action in Syria. One Palestinian was killed, more than 900 others injured by Israeli troops who were repelling Palestinians at the Gaza border with Israel. Palestinian protesters are demanding an end to a blockade to return Palestinian refugees to Israel. Israel says that will happen. This is VOA News. A number of topics will be on the table next week. President Trump hosts Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. North Korea's missile program likely dominate their discussions. Abe expected to remind President Trump to negotiate on all types of missiles when dealing with Pyongyang. Dr. Shiga Machicha is a scholar at the National Graduate Institute for Policy Studies in Tokyo.
While the United States is interested in addressing the issue of intercontinental ballistic missile, you know, long-range missiles capable of reaching the United States, but from the Japanese perspective, what's more important to us is medium-range ballistic missiles with a range of about 1,300 kilometers capable of reaching most parts of Japan, including Tokyo.
Some Japanese analysts say North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's meeting with Chinese leader Xi Jinping last month indicates Pyongyang's nervousness about the upcoming talks between Kim and President Trump. A packed stadium broke out in cheers as the casket of anti-apartheid icon Winnie Madikizela Mandela appeared for her official funeral. It is the highest level South Africa accords for someone who was not a head of state. Madikizela Mandela, who was married to former South Korean African leader Nelson Mandela, died on April the 2nd at the age of 81. Much of the stadium was filled with supporters of the ruling African National Congress, with whom Madikizela Mandela had had a rocky relationship. Researchers who say they are fed up with politicians ignoring science says once again taking the streets in Washington and around the world's second March for Science. For a turbulent year in science policy under the Trump administration, or now from BOA's Steve Barragona.
Chris Zarba retired from the Environmental Protection Agency this February. After 30 years at EPA, he says the Trump administration has different from any he's seen.
I think across the board we've seen a sideline of science.
As the Trump administration undoes what it calls job-killing regulations on climate change, water pollution, pesticides, and more, Zarba says industry has a voice, but science does not. Here this sideline is why scientists took to the streets a year ago. Our science co-organizer Caroline Weinberg.
There's been a real wave of science advocacy, and I think that what the Mars Science the first time around did was bring that front to public's attention, that there are lots of people ready to mobilize around something so important.
And she says scientists have remained mobilized in years since March. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Washington.
And from Washington, I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's music time in Africa.
Hello, Salbona. Welcome to the program. I'm your host, Heather Maxwell. And as usual, I've got a beautiful and thoughtful mix of music, music news, and song requests from you from all over the continent. A lot of new 2018 releases give today's sound a particularly current vibe. That includes my song of the week, King of Time, by living legend Johnny Clegg. Kwame Ofori joins me for that at about quarter past the hour. And my feature this week is an interview with an unsigned but hot neo-soul artist from Accra, Ghana. His name is Biko, and wait till you hear his voice. I also have several songs for you that you told me you loved. Those are by Brymo, Humasa Kayla, Tanara Wen, and Takana Zion. I open and close the show with music by Ahmed Jankanabe, who sadly passed away on Monday, April 2nd. The king of Boubou from Sierra Leone was 54 years old. And VOA host of African Beat, David Vandy, joins me in honoring and celebrating Janka's life at the end of the hour. So, peeps, sit back, relax, and enjoy the music. Here is the late Janka Nabe with Build Music, title track of his most recent and last album from 2016.
Build Music. Salon Baba Build Music. Salon Baba Build Music. What a patani. Bobo Music. Na Salon Baba Build Music. What a patani.
Bobo Music.
Na Salon Baba Si. Na Anshi Baba Si. Salon Baba Si. Anshi Baba Si. Music. Salon Baba Build Music. Build Music. Salon Baba Build Music. Salon Baba Build Music. What a patani. Bobo Music. Salon Baba Build Music. What a patani. Bobo Music. Salon Baba Build Music. Salon Baba Build Music. Build Music. Salon Baba Build Music. Salon Baba Build Music. What's up, Batani? Baba Music. Na Salon Baba Build Music. What's up, Batani? Baba Music.
Yeah, hello, that was Janka Nabe, late from Syria. Stay tuned to find out about the legacy of the King of Music. For now, we share. You saw Fan Tanner, Ishmael, in French. You saw Pooch, when the punch is here, I got like my.
I'm
award-winning Tuareg group from Northern Mali, Tinariwen. I'm Heather Maxwell. Next up is Song of the Week, followed by two singles from Cameroon and Ghana, and Biko. He'll be by phone from Accra to talk about his music. Biko's my featured artist today. He's an unsigned, up-and-coming neo-soul singer.
And this is the Song of the Week.
Hello, hello, everybody. Now, here in studio, right next to me is Kwame Ofori.
Hey, hey, Mr. Santé Ofori, how are
you doing, Kwame?
Oh, it's great. You?
I'm doing great.
Nice.
Yes, so we got Song of the Week.
Oh, yes.
Time is a song called Kingston, the legendary South African singer, the White Zulu, Johnny Clegg. Yeah. So Johnny Clegg, as you know, has been in music for like 40 years, but he's just come out with a new album, and it's called Kingston. This is the legendary. All right, that was Johnny Clegg, the King of Time. I'm here with me.
Yes, and that said very poppy to me, like very pop inspired. And this is someone who's supposed to be old, so young people are probably going to go like, "Who is he?"
Yeah, you know, he is 4 years old, but wow. But he's a true artist. He's always trying to reinvent and do something. I read that he found just something quite pop, but still, he always has that zoo element as part of his identity.
That zoo chorus, that came through quite hard. That was dope. That was seriously dope.
So anyway, hope you enjoyed the song, everybody. We sure did, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Just kicking out some Zulu stuff back, you can see that.
Next time, you guys should do our Facebook and see her do it.
That's true. Get on Facebook and see it. All right. Thanks so much, Kwame.
You're welcome.
Song of the week.
With a but some people demoke.
So I got an email from an outsider long ago. He goes by the name Rock X from a circle hole in the Volta Riga. Now, that's a beautiful, forested region with lakes and delicious palm wine. So anyway, Rock X did this song, hoping would like to play it. It's called Tewa, which means beautiful people. A song by X from the Ultrian in Ghana. He's on sign, trying to get sound out there. So hit us up on Facebook or WhatsApp, is +1 202 203 4118, and tell me if you liked it. Or send your own song if you got the chops. Now it's time to meet Biko. He is my featured artist of the week. Another unsigned artist and also from Ghana, but he has got some serious fine pipes. I called him earlier this week to get to know him a little and get some insight into two of his amazing singles, Hawaiian Music and Higher Keys.
Hello.
Biko.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm fine. Is it late in Accra?
Yeah, it's almost 11 or it's 11 already.
11 team.
I just woke up. I had some now after work, so I just woke up. And I'm going to be doing practice on guitar until I feel like sleeping again.
Oh, that's nice. So now you go by Stephen Biko, that's spelled B-I-Q-O, but is that a real name?
Yeah, my dad named me after Stephen Biko, so I had to decide to have my own name out of that name, but I had to change Biko.
I see.
Yeah, so I didn't go.
And what's your real name?
My name is Stephen C. Biko.
How old are you?
I'm 23.
23 is old.
Yeah, very old.
All right, so there are two songs here that I'm going to talk about. The first one's called Tides. We'll look at a little bit first, and then we'll come back to you and ask about the rest of it.
Okay.
Here is Biko's High Keys.
Hey, I'm Hundi, I'm in the end. I caught up with you and this next thing. I'm gonna kiss. Maybe so easy to make the world shake this. I know that you want to leave me. No more, you tell me. I think you're my baby. You're my baby, my shop, baby. I'm gonna shoot.
Oh my gosh, just before we know who wrote that for. Get the person working already.
Okay, so back in uni, I was just playing around with my guitar, and then melody for that song came about. And fortunately, I had a friend of mine who was introducing me, and then honestly, you know, probably see by anyone that makes you do extra around you. It's just an expression of that feeling that you can do more when someone special is around you.
Well, this is a beautiful song, and you have a nice music video on YouTube that goes along with it. So, folks, if you're listening right now, check him out. It's Biko, B-I-Q-O, on YouTube. The song's called Higher Keys. All right, hey everybody, this is Heather Maxwell, and I'm in
Well, I'm in the studio in DC, but Paul, young neo-soul songwriters in Accra, we're on the phone. How you doing, people?
I'm doing great.
Yeah. All right, so talking about his music, this song, there's two songs, listen to her keys, and now we're going to see Paul Mann. Where did you put this one? When did you play? This one has a totally different feel. I believe you have a Paul Mann guitarist featured, right? Or is that you playing guitar?
I had to get someone to play the guitar licks on this one.
Yeah, because you don't play Paul Mann then, huh? It's an old school, that's an old school style, right?
It's quite rare to find people playing it. It's just a few people who still hold on to that kind of music. It's more high life now. You hear people play high life more than Paul Mann music.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's take a listen and we'll come back to Steve Biko in a minute.
Okay. Hennessy on my way, Chardonnay or syrup. Dabby dabby, mommy, pam wine, me find your chill up. Vodka over pa me, Charlie, you for set up. Everybody wait, they like pa me, Charlie, wake up. There's only tequila, Bruni, they bet you me sika. Brown me to me, they wanna gonna feel it in Zafita. Charlie, I they feel alright, no limit to AB. Like say, today we go drink all night. We just bathe, for some cool baby, I say. One calabash, we they need, we I say. Pam wine, they share, yeah, me, I they share everything. So me pam wine, me and check.
Yeah, my boy, shock for one corner.
All right, that is just awesome. I love the sound. I mean, I'm really excited and happy that you brought this sound into contemporary music. It's a 2017 single. Tell me what inspired you to do Paul Mann. Why didn't you do something like High Life that's a little bit more still kind of current, even though it's a traditional style?
Okay, thank you first and foremost for appreciating the music. The reason for making Paul Mann music is just simply to keep the idea of our history and then our culture and the minds of the youth so that they don't forget where we came from. Because our life that we hear now, it was generated from Paul Mann. So I just feel like we have to keep the culture fresh in the minds of the youth. That's why I did this song called Paul Mann Music.
That's nice. And how is that one doing in Ghana? We already talked about the first song that we heard of yours, Higher, but how about Paul Mann Music?
Yeah, people can enjoy it better because it's more local and then they can relate to it. So we have a lot more people playing on radio than, not mainstream radio, niche radio. Yeah. I'm also looking forward to bring through and getting to a wider audience
for
my music.
Of course. So that brings me to the last question. What is next project for music? Anything new come up?
Yeah, I'm putting together a project which captures my epiphanies as a growing kid in Accra. So most of the things that I like young people is in the realization of those. So this EP is supposed to be ready and out by June.
That's not great. And what is this style? Is it an eclectic, like these two songs we just heard of yours?
Okay, so it's mostly going to be soul oriented. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, great. So look forward to that. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you so much, Ika.
Take care.
I'm in Africa. Tune in online for actually Friday at 900. That is on Sunday at 950. 200 right. To be honest, I'll let you feel different.
I'm going to ask the most important thing we can come about. Check out the next edition of Chicken and Chicken's Serial. Dandy voice chat. He joins me and to pick up. Before I get back to the music, this time I'm going to say something. You wrote regular script. I know that I can. Friendly face on Mocha. Rarble Bang. I'm stupid of a beat with. Well, I am a glad to see. This is the 90th and it's a film. Bush. It's a real blast. And peeps, listen for these trumpets. It's amazing.
We'll be right back.
have was old school 1984 Yasakila with Motlaibla. Music has a Facebook question and this song by Ars Amalek. Facebook, who's on who's at your friend to console this room and all the red listening out I know and love it. Sit back and chill to hear me do that. Your mind comes to a lot of respect.
With Make Them Talk. Hey everybody, I'm Heather Maxwell. And this next song is by Brymo from Nigeria. It's a slow-moving ballad, so what's your guard done on this one? Miss Adeyinka, by the way, another Facebook fan, says that Brymo is her favorite artist, and she has his new album on repeat on her phone. So I hope you're listening, Ade, because here's Aya by your boy, Brymo.
Everybody see them they go away. But I notice it till we block each other way. Lie, lie, you no go care the people say. Say now I ignorance, they make it life hard. Yeah, yeah. Some they talk and some they walk and time just they pass us by. For man, we go love her right. We go ignore her shortcomings. We go take her like that. And every man, they look for a woman to hold it tight. But now ignorance, they let the love down. Yeah, yeah. Some they come and some go, and love just passes by. Since I know it's not again, me they always face the problem. Yeah, yeah, me they quit the last. No, they run fast. Papa say me I live freely. I reach my king. Yeah, yeah. I just they fall, I just they rise, and time just they pass me by. Some they walk and some they pray and time just passes by.
Okay, that was Brian Mo with Aya. Hello, music lovers. I'm wrapping things up today with more talk and music of the recent passing of John Kanabe. This week, Sierra Leone is mourning the loss of the Bobo King, who died on April 2nd, 2018, in the Cambia district in northern Sierra Leone. Janka was a singer, songwriter, and band leader who modernized the Bubu dance music tradition and then popularized it worldwide. He was only 54 years old. Now, David Vandy, who's host of VOA's African Beat, and also from Sierra Leone, joined me in the studio early this week. He reminisces about when Janka first came onto the scene of when we were young, tells an amazing anecdote about the power of Bubu music, and he calls out a challenge that maybe you can accept.
I remember when, you know, when he first burst into the scene.
Do you?
Sierra Leone, yes. You know, those days, you were young. And, you know, we chant in the night, you know, we chant and we sing in the night. That was how most of us went to school. We were matching up before we found jobs to take us.
You were just having fun or you were kind of getting paid
it
to
was,
do it?
It was our livelihood. It was our livelihood. And we go there, we come and we're being paid, you know. And on Wednesday, we go to the Afro Dance Night Club. On Thursday, we're on Cozy Night Club. On Friday, we go to the Pico. And Sunday, I was on the Happy Hour at the Big Chinese Hotel. Yeah. And all these artists would come perform all these shows. And that's when Jaka actually burst into the scene. You know, and he was one of the first local artists to be signed. Because, you know, like, he was ever dance. That was his hit. And what about music? It's very addictive. That for everybody who knows music, wherever it is being played, people run out. If they're passing along the streets and they're playing Bubu music, people leave whatever they're doing to run outside.
And just get a
and just get
bands,
on the bandwagon. And you know, because it has got its own special moves.
Oh.
You know, and you know, even during the war, when the war was going on, the rebels used Bubu music to lure people out just to commit evil. Because they knew that when they play Bubu music, people are going to come out.
Gosh.
And that was what they did. They used it to enter a town and everybody came out. They said, it's enjoyment. Oh, this is fine. Let's go out. And then people came out. So that was how popular Bubu music was and still is in Sierra Leone.
So who do you think, if anyone, will be able to carry on the torch of Bubu music as John Kanabe has done, making it accessible to the world?
Heather, to be honest, that is what we are lacking in Sierra Leone.
Oh.
Continuity and pass on legacies to other people. You know, that guy is not going to be the first. There are people who play Bubu music, but it's just temporary. They just play, maybe they win an album and say, oh, let's make this song Bubu. Not like Jankabe that was dedicated to Bubu music. Jankabe is gone. We need to get somebody that I've not seen. To act of Bubu music just like I did, that dead is love, took Bubu music to the world. I'm here to eat. That is one area in my country in the entertainment industry in Europe. Don't have. Bubu music is something I think you have to pick it so that somebody will pick it up from the and stop it and say, I'm not dedicated enough to playing Bubu music. You know.
Thank you, David Vance, thanks for joining me.
All right, thank you so much. Such great pleasure. You know, whenever you come on, every time you're like, ooh, you're right on top of the world.
Yes, thank you. Let's a little bit more to John Kana. May he rest in peace. Goodbye, music lovers. I hope you enjoyed the show. Thanks so much for joining me and for sending your songs and messages. Special thank you to Biko and to my guest Juan Or and David Vandy. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 15:05 at 105 DC. Also on shortwave and medium wave radio Friday at 09:05 and Saturdays and Sundays at 15:05, 20:05, and 22:05 DC. Finally, you can always online at Newcom anytime. Search Heather Maxwell or Matt for Cooking. Just be safe, beautiful, and stay blessed.